Yasmin.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good evening.
I don't know.
How are you both?
Doing okay.
Glad to hear it. Please join me in saying the Anabatoa. Whoa, Gedula Chimin Ta. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu No Ra Kufrei Shayan Sintet Nun. The letters of the month of Adar. The Gimel that created the planet Tzedek, the planet Jupiter, the planet of righteousness, the planet of justice. And the Kuf that created the constellation Dagim, the fishes. Together, the Gimel and the Kuf can be interpreted and translated as the monkey sitting on the camel. To me, a very humorous image. Na gibor dor shehud ha givavak sham rein nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin Barchem tacharem rachamei sitkatha tamid gamlem Petet resh tzadi taf gimel Chasim kadosh v'rov tufa na'el adatach Et kuf bet, tet nun ayin. Yachid ge'e, ramcha p'nei, zofrei kidushata. Yud gimolamet, pei zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel, ushmat ziakatenu, Yodea Talumot Shinkufav Tzadiyotah. We have brought the energy of creation into our space, and now we will separate the right column energy from the left column energy of that creation. We'll use the 13 attributes of mercy for this purpose. Adonai Yohei Wahei. Adonai Yohei Wahei. El Rachum Vechanun Erech Apayim V'Rav Chesed V'Emet Notzer Chesed La'alafim Noseyawon Wafesha V'Chata'a V'Nakei. We're now going to read various verses from the Tanakh that connect to the energy of the years 57, 77, and earlier years. This year, 57, 77, is the year of the goat. We will read two verses that connect to that energy. The first that we will read is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni tatzipor o yavai shinam. This verse, when we take the first letters of each word, can be parsed into three Hebrew words. Satzki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. The final letters can be permutated into two Hebrew words, Dir Yam, which can be translated as a sea of tenants. The next verse that we will read, connecting to the year of the goat, 5777, is Joshua, chapter 23, verse 8. This verse has the name of the year concealed within it, and the letters of the name of the year are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohei Wahei Eloheichem Tadebachu Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. Now we're going to connect to two verses that have the energy of the year of the pause, 5776. The first verse that we'll read is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34.
Rak ha-kohanim ha-yu limat ve-lo yachlu le-havshit et kol ha-olot vayechaskum acheichem ha-levim ad kelot hamlacha yad yitkachu ha-kohanim ki ha-levim yishre levav lehitkadesh me ha-kohanim.
This verse has 25 words in it. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God.
Adonai Yohei Wahei Lalahei Wah 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 Yola Yo Alame Hey 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 Aka Rekacha.
The second verse that connects to the year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4.
Bidchu ba'adonai yo'e'wa'e ade'ad ki bi'ah yo'e'adonai yo'e'wa'e tzur olamim.
now we have three verses that connect to the year 5775, the year where death is swallowed up potentially. The first verse we will read is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo kishem imeni lo tarpeni at bili ruki. And then we have Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, uru, mikol hamachavuia. Asher yitchabe sham ushabtem Eli el nachon. Wechalakti itchem wechayayim yeshno. Varetz vechipasti. O Tov b'kol alfei Yehuda. And then the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kagelo lanetzach yoved roav yom ruayo. And we come to the year 5774. The year of peace in the Middle East, and we have only one verse that connects to this energy. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom leami li Israel untati vishakan takta vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu. Vene avla anoto ka asher barishona. We're now going to scan from the 72 names of God. And the 72 names is from the Tzaddikim. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 12th day of Adar, Yud Bet Adar, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, author of a very famous Kabbalistic text, the Sefer Chassadin, the Book of Mercy, or the Book of Love. Rabbi Moshe Langer, the fifth straight tenured Rebbe. Rabbi Shmuel Streshen of Vilna, known as the Rashash. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, a very famous modern scholar, modern sage. He was considered the I think the easiest way to remember him is people spoke of him in these terms. From Moshe to Moshe, there is none like Moshe. The phrase is referring to from Moshe Rabbeinu to Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, there is none like the Moshe of the generation. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. Today's class is a Zohar class. We can find the handouts on the Revealed Wisdom page. That will be on the first row of the revealed wisdom matrix, the right-hand column. When one clicks on that, it opens up to a page that lists all of the different parashas of the year. So scroll down to Parashat Tetzaveh. When you open that link up, scroll down to section 5. And we will start section 5 with the first verse, which is Pasuk 46. And we'll commence with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha barichu ishkinte bichilu Erchimu urchilu urchilu urchimu Le'achta l'shem yud hei b'vavei V'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah La'asok Torah mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu konanei aleinu maasei yadeinu konaneihu. Utachatzi ye'il malei hulaka yahav lekol amekatrega la yakil leya levatar ve'itema amai avish Leia Kudsha Barichu Ela Begin Degarim Lekasya Nehora Ulitafya Fehu Lakariv Karbana Achara Leatsana Beya Acharanaim Ela Ola Vesalka Ela Vialda Ketiv Kika Yase Iyov Kal Hayamin Peil Male Sitra Achara Itzanat Becholaka Itavar Meal Mikdusha Veistalak Minea Vesitra Dekudusha Hawasalik Leila Leila. The translation. Come and see. Had he given a portion to everyone, meaning also to the other side, then the insider would not have approached him later. One may ask why the Holy One, blessed be He, did him evil for not giving a portion to the other side. What is the sin here? And he answers, it was because he caused the light to be covered and concealed. For he did not properly offer another offering to sustain others, meaning the other side, as it has a portion in the offerings, but rather offered only a burnt offering, the Ola, that ascends, which is the Hebrew word Ola, above, and the other side has no part in it. Therefore it is written, thus Job did all the days he did not give a portion to the other side, for if the other side had been nourished with a proper portion, it would have been removed from the sanctuary and would have departed from it, and the side of holiness would have risen higher and higher. My commentary. If human beings are never satisfied, meaning even when satiated they start to desire more, why does the Satan become satisfied with a small portion that is given to the other side? An example is the first piece of challah on Shabbat. The answer to this question is that Satan is not human and does not have free will. He is programmed to be satisfied with his portion. It is only human beings who have no limitations, except what they put upon themselves or choose to accept from others. Pasuk 47.
Aval yu la ba'a de'itavde achara mikarbaneya v'yadei karmeya minei menalan dikti v'sarmera v'alda kariv tadir ola de'haola la'itane Mineya sidra achara le'al min ugin kach kolma dinatil levatar midideya natil vialda iov jarim lechafya Arla alberit kayama dilawa ademineya ugin kach kuchabrihu idar lihahu mikatraga diktiv hashamta Livcha al avdiyo.
The translation. But he did not want another, meaning the other side, to gain any benefit from his offering. So he removed himself from it. Where do we know this from? From the verse, and turns away from evil, which is in the book of Job. He removed himself from evil so as not to give it any portion. Therefore, he always offered a burnt offering, because the other side never receives any pleasure from it. Thus, whatever the other side took afterwards from Job, it took from its own. In this way, Job caused the foreskin to cover the Holy Covenant, and it did not move from it. From the Holy Covenant. Therefore, the Holy One, blessed be He, aroused against him the inciter, as it is written, "Have you considered my servant Job?" My commentary. This pasuk is saying the following. Since Job never gave a portion to the other side, the other side attached itself like a foreskin to the male organ, to Job. This klipa never allowed Job to see his mirrors properly. Who or what is a human being's mirror? Everything that they perceive from which every human sense they are capable of using. This means that Who or what is a human being's mirror? Everything that they perceive from which ever human sense they are capable of using. This means all 10 human senses, which include the 5 physical senses, and the 5 metaphysical senses, sometimes referred to as psychic abilities. Pasuk 48.
Tachate kad ba'a kudsha barichu le'it achada behu b'Yisrael b'Mitzrayim la'tayma sha'ata begin arla Chavya nehora ad zimna dehahu bekatrega hawa natil dileya meyov
v'alda pakid le'yakucha barichu le'mech le'ya le'ahu pesach bavhilu adahum sitra achara ashkadal be'yav be'yav ufkid le'it avra arla mineyahu ufden ayat achad kudsha barichu ve'yisrael v'ahu sitra achara yitperash min kacha v'yishtadal be'abiyo v'natil medileya ukdein pesach ule Hashem v'day di'ad hashtala hawa pesach l'Hashem zakayim inun t'yadei yachadei Yehuda demarechon kad kayot. The translation. Come and see. When the Holy One, blessed be He, wished to unite with Israel in Egypt, the time was not propitious, because the foreskin, meaning the other side, covered the light, until the time came and the inciter took that which belonged to him from Job. Then the Holy One, blessed be He, commanded to eat the paschal sacrifice in haste, meaning while the other side was occupied with Job, and commanded the removal of the foreskin from them. The Holy One, blessed be He, united with Israel, and the other side separated from holiness and was occupied with Job, and took what was its own. Then it is Hashem's Passover, for until now the Passover was not Hashem's. Blessed are they who know how to properly affect the unity of their Master. My commentary. Everything taken from Job belonged to the other side, since he never tithed to the other side. How long did Satan play with Job? The plagues in Egypt took a year. Perhaps that was the length of time that Satan played with Job. This is my opinion. While the Satan was busy with Job, the other side left the temple grounds. The temple grounds is a code word for the children of Israel. In order to re-enter the physical world, Satan needed to incite the building of the golden calf. And that could only come through the channel of the Erev Rav. This is why the Zohar says it is better to jump off a tall building than to become entwined with the Erev Rav. Yet in the final generation, our generation, we are not just entwined with the Erev Rav. The Erev Rav is our leaders. Pasuk 49. Ketiv Elohei Maseka Lo Tasela Uktiv Batrea Etag Hamatzot Tishmor Mai Hai Legabe Hai Elahaki Okbuha Mandiakil Hamet B'Pesach Himan Tefalach L'Kom Ihu. The translation. It is written, you shall make you no molten Elohim, followed by the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Matzot shall you keep. And he asks, why is one adjacent to the other? And he answers, this is what has been explained, that whoever eats leaven, the Hebrew is chametz, on Pesach, on Passover, it is as if he worships idols. My commentary. Chametz is the desire to receive for oneself alone. When one eats chametz, it is like eating of the tree of knowledge, good and evil, by Adam and Chava. It is asked, why eat chametz at all, anytime during the year? The answer is based on the spiritual concept of the right time, the right place, and the right action, which must be in unity. The Hebrew calendar explains that these three are only in unity during the 8 days of Pesach, and that is why we are allowed to eat chametz at other times in the year, although one might consider not following the dictates of holiday of Pesach or Shavuot. I don't mean, that came out wrong. I'm not talking about not following the laws related to chametz or the laws related to the holiday of Shavuot. It's recommended to follow those halachot. Just recognizing that it would be helpful to have people who are aware at every one of these holidays. My commentary. Chametz is the desire to receive for oneself alone. When one eats chametz, it is like eating the tree of knowledge, good and evil, by Adam and Chava. It is asked, why eat chametz at all year long? The answer is based on the spiritual concept of the right time, the right place, and the right action, which must be in unity. The Hebrew calendar explains that these three are only in unity during these 8 days of Pesach, and that is why we are allowed to eat chametz at other times during the year. Pasuk 50. Tachatze kad nafku Yisrael Mitzrayim nafku mershu ilchon mershu achara mehahu rishu v'yoyich rechametz nechama b'isha v'yadich kom Aki v'dayihu razadi etzer hara pulchana nokra'a deikreo se'ar se'or v'dayihu yetzer hara de'aki Ihu yetzer hara bevarnash kechamir b'isa albimu devarnash se'er ze'er ulvatar iske be'a ad lekol gufa itaray v'hadeya v'dayu kom Bealda kitiv lo yehiye bach v'cha el zar v'day. The translation. Come and see. When Israel left Egypt, they left their jurisdiction, namely the rule of the other side, the rule that is called leaven, evil bread. Therefore, idol worship is called by that name, chametz. The Hebrew, the English means leaven. This is the secret of the evil inclination that is idol worship. Which is also called leaven, meaning yeast. This is the evil inclination because the evil inclination is in the person is like yeast in a dough. It enters the belly of the person slowly and then multiplies there until the whole body is mixed with it. Of the person slowly, it enters the belly of the person slowly and then multiplies there until the whole body is mixed with it. This is idolatry. Therefore it is written, there shall be no strange El among you. A strange El, assuredly. My commentary. In our modern world, one understanding of chametz, in my opinion, is the disease called chlamydia. This is a sexually transmitted disease that spreads through the body and causes problems with becoming pregnant, as well as other problems. This spreading seems to me to be what is described in this pasuk. This is just one tool of Satan. He has many tools. That's the end of section 5. The end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? I wish you all a Shabbat Shalom, a good week, a good holiday. Remind you that Purim starts Saturday night at 7 o'clock. And please join us as we listen to the Megillah Esther, the concealment of the hidden. Shalom to all.
Hello. You are.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.